Welcome to the Upward Spiral podcast presented by Hypebot.com. On today's episode, we take a look at Beats Music through the eyes of three music fans and see how the service stacks up to its competitors. As music consumption habits change with the release of new services and technologies, the impressions that applications leave on the common listener are often overlooked. Since Beats Music prides itself on the listener experience through the use of adaptive curated playlists, we wanted to see what the week-long free trial period meant for its users. Our three interviewees range in age, sex, musical taste, and listening habits, and offer some valuable feedback on modern music listening. First, we talked with Mark.
36-year-old, married, male, lives in Highland Park, New Jersey, and work from home. I'm the director of marketing for an online printing company. And the kinds of music that I like is pretty diverse. I'll listen for anything from metal to rap to country to, you know, classical to all over the place. So there's very little that I'll listen to, at least in terms of pop music, and not so much the world music or other things. But I listen to a wide range of genres, and really don't discriminate between any particular one. And I'll jump around and listen to all sorts of different things. I usually listen to music using Spotify, and I still use the radio in the car, but mostly that's sports radio. I drive around and listen to them talk about sports. And in the car, I don't have like a newer car where it has all the system built in, so I can plug in my phone or listen to it, but it's such a pain, and I'm only going to be in the car for 15 minutes or something, so I don't even bother to just listen to the radio. It also exposes me to other music, but otherwise, for the most part, I use Spotify, and I, you know, since I'm working from home, I sit at my desk, and I often have the Spotify client open, and I'll be making playlists or listening to music there. And then if I am on the move, I have the app as well, and I'll listen to those same playlists on my phone.
Next, we spoke with Marley.
I live in San Francisco. Actually, I live in Oakland now, but I work in San Francisco. I'm an attorney, and I do commercial litigation. So that means I do trials, and I represent big companies generally. Let's see. In terms of music, reggae is the soundtrack of my childhood. I'm named after Bob Marley. Other than that, I like Top 40. I have an Ultimate Frisbee team where our whole thing is we bring speakers to games. And so I like to play really, you know, danceable music that people have heard of that's going to get them up and dancing. So I know a lot of the sort of popular music on the radio that's really like upbeat and dancey. I have a sort of, I don't go to these parties anymore, but I used to go to like raves and be in the electronic music scene. So I've heard a lot of underground and not so underground electronic music. I like rock. I used to go to rock shows, but I don't consider myself in the music world, certainly not the way that Courtney is. I'm just, you know, listen to the radio and, you know, have like my iTunes and, you know, that's about it.
And finally, we have Adam.
I'm a recently released graduate student, so I've been living in an area for graduate school for the last several years, and I'm just starting a career, so I'm starting into, you know, listening, but normally my life is just kind of a of the graduate student, go to the office, sit there, you know, that kind of stuff for a while, and now I'm starting a career and basically going to be doing the same thing in a different office. I have a lot of different categories of music I like. I'm not one of those people who says I like everything, though, but I do have a lot of different categories of music. I do like primarily alternative rock areas in there. Every once in a while, I do get into a little bit more like the gothic rock, like the Nightwish, things of that nature. Also, then I get into every once in a while, I'm in the mood for just Irish music. Sometimes I'm in the mood for a little bit more of electronica, things of that nature. So I have a lot of different categories. I used to use the music. It's an iPhone. So I used to use just the standard iPod, although I pretty much backed off of that within the last couple of years even. I pretty much go primarily through Pandora or other streaming services. Every once in a while, I'm searching out and playing music via YouTube, terrible way, but doing it that way and then just kind of following the chain. I do kind of like to, using it almost as a discovery service, which is weird, but if there's a particular song that, I need to listen to that song right now, I'll bring up YouTube. And oftentimes the related tracks lead me on kind of a journey of maybe it's something I hadn't heard in many years, and I get a little nostalgic and I listen to that, and oh wow, I hadn't heard of that song in a long time, and play that one and kind of lead my way through that. But primarily Pandora. I do like to just put on Pandora. I've got probably 12 stations programmed in there, and whatever mood is fitting me at the time, I pick that one and let it run.
Moving on to Beats Music, we start off with the first impression that our users got from the application. From the moment that the Beats Music app was launched, the general response was overall very positive.
I guess the first thing was, I really liked the kind of colors and the layout and the fact that they had these, big picture blocks of the album, or if it's a playlist, like a mix of a certain genre, they have sort of a list or a series of pictures of the front of the album. And I thought that was really neat. That's definitely a lot more aesthetically pleasing to look at and easier to sort of navigate.
I liked the initial setup because it was quick and kind of fun to select the different kinds of music.
It wasn't very difficult at all. I mean, they did have, they had this sort of bubble, sort of kind of like a mind map bubble sort of thing where I have all these different names and different genres. The only thing I had difficulty with the genres is because I picked like almost every single one of them, and it didn't want, it was too many for the, I think I maxed out the amount of genres I could pick. But I'm probably a little bit more unique that way. I think probably the average person has, a few genres that they like the most, and they only really listen to those.
Now, the first impression I got that kind of bothered me before I even got into the music system itself was how it handles the discovery section. Like, it's trying to learn about you, the quiz at the beginning of it, because it seemed too short. It seemed like it did not gather enough data, or it didn't even give me the option to put in enough data before it started spitting music at me. So when I was thinking at first that it's going to be more of a streaming system, that being my first impression of it, and it asked very few questions, I kind of was under the impression there's no way you could know that about me yet. Why are you starting to spit music at me when we haven't gotten that far yet? So that was my first impression. But then once I opened it up and started playing with it for a while, I was definitely noticing a lot more options and opportunities there than what I was expecting the system to have.
It's easy to use. And since I don't use a lot of apps, the fact that I found it self-explanatory and easy to use, means it must be easy to use. And I would say that it is a great way to quickly find a playlist based on a very specific genre. If you want, so that you don't have to curate that playlist yourself, so you can quickly put on some music and then not have to think about it.
Since Beats Music was first announced, its curated playlists have been promoted as the element that sets the app apart from its competitors. Although playlists are a popular way to organize music for a specific purpose, the time that it takes to build one isn't always ideal.
Using my own iTunes library, I make playlists all the time for working out or like for my wedding. I make them for big events, like I'm running a half marathon or, like I said, my wedding. And so for those big events, I'm going to take the time to do it. But yeah, I would say that my ability desire to make playlists when it's not something so big, it's definitely gone down with just getting busier.
I mean, I have dozens of playlists in Spotify, and that's fun when to create my own playlist too. But sometimes, it's a pain. You can't. I can't spend half the day making all kinds of playlists to listen to the other half of the day. And slowly over time, you know, you build them up. But I mean, it still is nice to make your own playlist too. But sometimes you just, you know, you don't want to bother. You just want to turn the thing on, find what I want, click the button, and then I can listen to it. And I think that aspect of it was really the best part for me anyway. That I just didn't, you know, when I don't want to think and I just want a playlist of and I see something, wow, that sounds like fun, and I play it. It's easy and sort of mindless. I don't have to spend hours building a playlist.
In offering users instant playlists based on personal music tastes, the playlists in Beats Music were a favorite for our users.
That's actually the portion of the app that I found the most useful and that I have used the most.
I did really like the fact that one of my favorite things about it is that you can actually find an artist and not necessarily listen to a particular album or have to create a playlist for yourself, but it had, you know, different playlists directly under that artist. So you search an artist, for instance, last night I searched for Nas, the rapper, and which I hadn't listened to him in a while, and I found that there's these neat playlists that had a mixture of different parts of, you know, his career and different albums and things like that. And I found that amazing, as I didn't spend all this time creating a playlist. I just hit play and I can listen to a series of playlists. I thought that was a great advantage.
It's interesting of a concept to me to have playlists made and set aside by actual people and you know, reviewers and people who understand this, and then fed to you rather than straight from an algorithm. I'm interested in that concept. But I didn't have enough time in 7 days to know whether it's entirely going to work for me, but it did for a while, definitely.
What I really liked was the fact that, you know, I could just scroll down here and find these mixed up playlists that really based on genre and broken down more finite than, you know, than a lot of, like, Pandora wouldn't be that finite. It would be, you put one song, it'd be like jumping all around the area there. You put a rap song, it might be playing all kinds of different things. Whereas this was like, you know, if I listen to that early 90s rap, all it played was those early 90s raps with really, you know, popular songs that were playing. And it also played some songs that weren't necessarily radio songs either. And there were more underground kind of rap songs. And I really liked that a lot. And I'll probably continue to use the app simply because of that reason more than anything else.
The other nice thing about the playlist is that you can skip a song quite easily. There's no, you know, it's not like Pandora where you skip a song and then it thinks you hate that song forever. You can just skip the song, no problem.
The Curators feature offers song selections from music experts in the form of playlists so that listeners can hear what industry insiders are listening to. Although this feature can offer an inside look at rising artists, the identities and intentions of the curators aren't always made clear.
The curators I didn't play with too much, but that does seem kind of interesting as well, by having, you know, people in the music industry and you know, making their own playlists and listening to those. That sounds like a nice idea. I haven't played with it too much, though.
I go on Yelp, and everyone's recommending this restaurant, and I'm like, great, this restaurant should be awesome. And then I wonder, like, who are these people? Are they the same people who, like, can't drive when I'm on the bridge? Or who are these people who I'm trusting and, you know, taking recommendations from? So I thought, you know, your playlist is only as good as the person curating it. So I was wondering, like, if Target is curating the playlist, like, you know, what are their credentials to select music that I might enjoy?
While Beats Music hopes to find listeners enjoyable music in every playlist, our users did find some inconsistencies in the app's recommendations.
They were very hit or miss. Some of them definitely. When I put up, like exactly like I was saying, when I put up Queens of the Stone Age, and this I'd already discovered it months ago, but when I had Queens of the Stone Age, it put below there Eagles of Death Metal. It put below there Them Crooked Vultures. It put things that I said, yes, I am in the mood to listen to that entire album right now. You know, I've heard it before and want to listen to it again. And those were nice. And sometimes there were other ones in the category. Sometimes, though, they didn't seem to match any of what I had said. You know, they put up a Katy Perry right underneath what I had there. They put Pink or something. You know, things that I didn't really gear myself towards, and they weren't related to the playlists that were around them, so I didn't know why they picked that.
Some of them were, some of them not so much. It some of them could be. It's kind, okay. kind of varies. I mean, there's nothing that was really like, oh man, I can't believe that, why that's there. I mean, everything, I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and pretty much everything here I listen to or I have in my own collection.
I did find a lot of them. They were all primarily in one category. They all kind of tried to get, try to find that pinnacle perfect category for me. And so as a result, even though I went and searched and liked other, or loved, I think is what they call it, but loved the other songs in the other categories, it never really built playlists for that. It all was, all the playlists that were built were in one category. That being said, they were great. And I did hear a few artists I haven't heard in a long time or have never heard before as a result of those playlists. And that part of it was nice.
Well, so the first song that started playing, I mean, maybe it was a song that I would have liked, but I kind of wasn't in the mood. Even though, you know, they'd given me these artists and I'd selected, and one of them had been Pink Floyd, I wasn't, and this artist seemed to be based off of that. I wasn't really interested in that song at that moment. So I just started kind of browsing through to see kind of what else was there. And I saw that there were different playlists and different genres. And so then I just immediately kind of got into the playlist. And, you know, there was like based on, you know, working out or barbecuing or sex, you know, I'm getting it on or whatever. And so I just ended up browsing that and then like picking a playlist. And so, you know, I wasn't, I guess the feature, it was the app was sort of trying to introduce me to new music based on music that I said I liked, but because I wasn't in the mood for, you know, like 70s rock or whatever at that moment, it didn't really feel that helpful to me.
The activities section of Beats Music enables users to quickly choose music to complement their current actions. While offering users both broad and specific choices, there were some mixed opinions about the feature's effectiveness.
You know, you can find what you're doing right now, and you kind of click on it, and it gives you sort of all sorts of instant playlists you can listen to. Now, that's a nice feature. I mean, that's something that Spotify really doesn't do that well. They do have apps, but they're like from all different kinds of creators, and you play with them, and they're terrible, and you spend a lot of time trying to find the right app, and it can be annoying. This, I felt, really does a really good job of creating those genre playlists better than I've seen, I think, in any other music app.
I don't think you can know an activity or what the person is doing at the time. I don't think you can, from that information, know enough about what music that person wants to listen to. I guess it's, it doesn't, 10 different people can be camping and want to listen to 10 different things. 10 different people can be, you know, riding bicycle and want to listen to 10 different things. So I don't think the sentence or activities or what I'm doing at the time is going to give an algorithm any better insight into what I want to listen to. So it seems more gimmicky to me than helpful.
I did find that interesting that, you know, they had dinner party or barbecue or skiing, like you mentioned. And so I just played around in a bunch of those. And I didn't so much find a lot of new music, but I did find music that I already liked in some of those activity playlists.
While the activities feature allows users to choose a pre-generated playlist based on what the listener is doing, the sentence feature of Beats Music lets users tailor their own mix by creating a sentence. While our users had mixed opinions about the activities feature, they all came to the same conclusion about the sentence.
Probably the sentence would probably be the least important aspect. I mean, it's kind of a nice idea, but I just don't think I would probably really use it all that much.
You know, it just seemed like it just seemed really kind of cute, but it wasn't really based on any information that I had given it.
I did set up a sentence. I did it, I think, once, and the first three songs that came of it didn't seem to be anywhere near what I would have even said the sentence sounded like.
It took me a while to figure out exactly how this thing even works. There's not a lot of direction there. That's probably one of the things that I had a little bit more harder time. I mean, eventually I figured it out. I mean, I really like the idea, but I can't see myself going here and choosing all these different things. Like, what am I feeling? And again, it's requiring me to think. And one of the things I liked about this app and those playlists is that I don't have to spend a lot of time doing that.
Because I'm more of a person who uses music like in a very utilitarian way, for me it's sort of like, yes, I want to discover new music, but usually when I'm going to play music, it's for like a very specific purpose. Like, I want to work out and I need something that's going to like keep me going, or I want to play something for my baby that, you know, she's going to think is funny, or something that's going to help her get to sleep. And so I guess I'm so busy that I don't spend a lot of time like playing around with a sentence and an app. It's sort of like, no, get me to the content that I need to accomplish the purpose right now.
When you're with friends or they're over your apartment or you're having a barbecue or whatever it is, it's harder to pick. You try to think about a playlist that, you know, at least the majority of people will enjoy. And there's a certain randomness to this by picking the sentence that makes it that process a little bit easier. But I'm not that in that situation that often. But it does seem like a nice feature then, but I don't think I would use it probably on a regular basis.
One of our users offered a more detailed explanation as to why the sentence wasn't something that he found useful.
It seems to me like they're trying to remove the education of the user in terms of what they want to listen to. They're trying to remove them from the equation. Anything that said the sentence or as you mentioned, the activities genre, which I frankly never even thought was suited for me, are the least important. The main thing is that if I'm trying to say I'm in a particular mood, I want to say it in an educated way where it's directly aligned with what I'm getting. I do like, and although sometimes I explore this option in Pandora where when I search for something, it says, well, we selected this tune based on your proven interest in, and it has a list of 6, 8, 10 different things about the music, very subtle differences, you know, different transitional beats, you know, it might have something like that, or like female vocalists, or things that I didn't necessarily know before that I liked, but now that I know I like that about that, it's something I search for. And so when I say I'm in the mood for something, I want to be educated and say, well, I am in the mood for these 8 things, and have them actually be musical tendencies. Not tell them I'm, you know, feel like taking my clothes off. That might be a part of my mood because it's, you know, nighttime and I'm home or something, but that doesn't correlate with my musical mood.
Having used Beats Music for a week, our users enjoyed listening to the playlists that had been uniquely tailored to their musical preferences. At the end of the 7-day trial period, we asked them what fixes they hope to see in the future.
If it's personalized to my taste, I want to know exactly what my tastes are. Educate me along the way, I think, are the biggest things. If it's tailored to my taste, tell me it's tailored to your taste because we've noticed you like this and you like this and you like this and so on and so forth. So I think anything that doesn't do that bothers me.
Within the playlist, they're segregated by genre, so like soul, funk, or reggae. And it would be nice if you could have a playlist, say, for a dinner party or running that was like 3 or 4 different kinds of genres, because the genre specification feels a little limiting. Like, I, you know, when I'm running, I could have a little rock, a little electronica, a little reggae, as long as it was all upbeat and, you know, good for running. Why is it actually limited to a certain genre?
Most of the Just For You section wasn't varied enough. It wasn't settling into several different categories. It just kind of wanted to find one category for me. That was one thing I noticed that was different.
The app was sort of trying to introduce me to new music based on music that I said I liked, but because I wasn't in the mood for, you know, like 70s rock or whatever at that moment, it didn't really feel that helpful to me.
I would much rather have it be a direct input output where I tell you what I'm in the mood for, and that's what comes out, not you try and answer that question for me. Maybe a week into listening, something popping up on your screen as a recurring thing that says, you know, we've been playing music for you for a week, and we want to know how we're doing. And whenever you get a chance, click on this and we'll do another quiz, you know, another extended quiz, and say, would you like to spend the time taking this extra 20-minute quiz? And it'll probably improve your experience. Netflix has done something like that, at least when they had their browser on the computers. I use it on devices now and haven't seen it in a while. But when they first started out, they said, you know what? Whenever you get bored and you want to sit here and rate movies you've seen, you can do this for 20 minutes at a time, and it's just going to improve your experience.
Overall, the impression that Beats Music left on our users was a good one. Their final thoughts help summarize the overall experience and offers a view into what today's music listener enjoys.
This package does offer a lot more options, things that I could do if I put in more my due diligence to create more playlists, to set aside things I like, and to listen to albums directly, and to search, and to more actively engage in the music I'm listening to, which is, I think, great. And I do believe that if I engaged with carrying a service like this, I would probably, because I'm spending the money, put in a little bit more due diligence and probably improve my listening experience quite a bit.
I mean, I'd go straight back to the playlists. The fact that, you know, because, you know, you listen to Pandora, they make the playlist for you based on a song. And Spotify, you got to build all the playlists yourself. Or you got to search around all these apps and find one that's, you know, worth it or is doing exactly what you want to do. And they do have some apps there that I'll listen to sometimes.
For me, I like the activity section and the playlist within the activity section, because I could see myself, say, having people over for dinner and choosing among, you know, one of those playlists, like the activities playlist, and just selecting like dinner party pop music or dinner party, you know, soul or funk or something, and just letting it play. And that would be great, you know, not having to put together my own playlist, as long as those playlists are good, and they seem pretty good.
I would say that it probably fits for me, whenever I suggest it, into two different categories. One is people who just want to listen to music and aren't really that picky about what it is. They can go and jump on playlists and just start rolling and probably have a very good time along the way. And then there's the other end, which is strict audiophiles who want to customize and tailor and set everything and spend a lot of time doing so. And I feel like it probably fits very well for them.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Upward Spiral Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about the show, please email us at upwardspiralpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @upwardspiralpod.